Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, happy Wednesday on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday was a big day for the Brett Mega Show because it was our close friend, super fan, Elizabeth's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So Elizabeth is AB's like best friend in the entire world. On Thanksgiving, we wrote letters to people in our lives that we were thankful for, and AB chose Elizabeth to write a letter for. Mm-hmm. Hannah's become friends with her in the friend group. So you guys both went out to the Sasha's Wine Bar. How was it yesterday?
It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean,
How many people were there? 10
of us, maybe?
Kevin and I weren't inviting Kevin.
Yeah.
She's like obsessed with Kevin. Why didn't Kevin get an invite?
Kevin gave her a video tribute.
Like a cameo, right?
She loved it.
Did she talk about it at the birthday party? I was curious if she had brought it up.
She must have because she watched it like 5 times.
When I brought it up, she said that she couldn't talk about it at the dinner table because it made her so emotional that she didn't want to start crying.
What'd you say in the birthday message?
I just said happy birthday, Elizabeth. Everybody wants a little birthday cake. Birthday Kev.
That's how you did it?
That's how I did it.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
I heard her at one point in the night whispering to herself, birthday Kev.
Like, she did do that.
You have no idea the impact you have on her,
well,
Kevin.
That's awesome.
She loves you.
I appreciate that.
So how many people were there yesterday besides like not having birthday Kev?
I think like 10.
All right. Yeah. It's a small little group get together.
Mm-hmm.
And did you guys have a room all to your guys' selves? Or where was
this? We had like a little area at
the top.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I must say, I had the best sangria in my entire life.
I like that place. There's a couple of locations, like the Clayton one and then one by Wash U. My wife and I, when she went to Wash U, would go out there to the Wash U location one all the time. It's one of my favorite places.
We need to start hanging out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So you guys had a great night. Kevin, how was your night?
My night was pretty uneventful. You know, Kennedy and I were watching Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 3.
What?
That's what we do. We watch superhero movies together.
Kevin was watching whatever the hell that was, and you guys could have invited him.
Clearly, it sounded like you were available to come.
This is what this man was forced to do because he wasn't invited to Sasha's.
Yeah, I didn't feel it was forced. It was very, very good.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, this is a little near and dear to my heart because my daughter Kennedy will get to vote for the first time ever in this election.
Oh, yeah. Aww. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And she's going to be joining Betty Cartlidge, who also voted for the first time at the age of 82.
Wow.
Yeah, her late...
This story is wild,
by the
way. Late husband discouraged her from voting.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah.
I hate this man.
I mean, just terrible. But he passed away last year, so she said, you know what? I'm going to go vote.
As you should, girl.
She took her niece to the polls. They vote early in Georgia, and that's where she lives. She casted her vote. Now, she didn't reveal who she voted for, but she said... She liked it so much, she's going to be back for the next election.
Get it, girl. I love that.
I love it.
It just sucks that he wouldn't let her vote. And as soon as he passed away, she's like, whatever, I'm going to use my voice. I'm a proud woman now. Good for her, finally.
And again, no matter who you vote for, like Betty, just get out there and vote.
Absolutely.
And don't tell people they can't vote.
Yeah. Way to use your voice, finally. And it just shows to show you that everyone wants to have a voice, even late in life. And what a neat experience for her. That's awesome. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. It was just AB's bestie's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about little birthday gifts for the besties, possibly. Poll of the day is, would you rather win $25,000 for yourself or your bestie gets $100,000, but you get nothing? And you can't say, oh, my bestie's my bestie, they'll split it with me. No, the bestie keeps it, nothing. You get nothing.
Oh, well, I was going to say bestie Sid keeps the money because she would share.
But no.
But I, like, honestly, if I'm trying to even, like, turn this into a selfish thing, I always say how bestie Sid gives the best gifts, like, always gives me the best presents. And I think she would use
Step
the money
her game.
Right.
And invest in an even better present.
No, that's just cheating. You just went around it. Like, oh, she won't give me the money, but she'll give it to me in gifts.
Uh-huh.
Gift form.
Regardless.
Right. You're giving the money to bestie Sid?
I'm giving the money. She deserves it. She listens to all my drama. She can have
a
couple. She can have a little relief. Right.
Yeah.
Funly.
My best friend is my wife, so therefore I'm good.
Oh my God, God, Heaven, I'm going to start puking.
These cheaters.
Oh. Okay, I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to be for real. My best friend's boyfriend has a lot of money.
What does he own? What's the company's
RP in? Exotics.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that is. But
go check it out. But she doesn't need any money. She's got his money. I'm taking the money.
I'm still taking the money. Like, work tight, but like, we shouldn't let money get in between us if we're best friends. I need this $25,000. And if you're my best friend, you would understand. And you would truly understand. So yeah, I'm taking the money and running. And I probably am not even hesitating.
Wow.
With the $25,000 and my best friend's looking
at
me.
Okay, I'm a little better. I would hesitate.
And to see, like, if my best friend could look at me in the eye and be like, oh, I can get this $100,000. I'd be like, yeah, it's, no, you can't. That money's mine. Put it in my bank account.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm broke.
I thought I was bad for saying I wanted better gifts.
No.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you ready to play Hannah's Homeschool?
I sure am.
All right, let's have some fun. Jamie versus Hannah, pop culture showdown. I'm going to ask Hannah and Jamie the same five pop culture questions. Jamie, you seem really sweet. Do you want to be the one who kicks Hannah out of the room?
Sure. Hannah, will you please leave the room?
Was so sweet.
I know. She said it. Please. Get the hell out of here, Hannah. All right, Hannah's leaving the room. She officially cannot hear the questions. I'm going to ask you guys the same ones. Ty does go towards Hannah, okay, Jamie?
Okay, sounds great.
Which Kardashian sister just celebrated her birthday and turned 44?
I'm going to say Kim.
Yep, it was Kim. Good job, Jamie. This singer just announced she is releasing a new single called Disease on Friday. What singer would release a song called Disease?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, look at Jamie. What land does Wicked take place in?
Oz.
Which Hemsworth brother stars in Hunger Games?
Liam.
Yes. And then finish the saying, America runs on?
I don't know.
Dang. Okay, Jamie, 4 out of 5 is not bad.
Not bad at all.
The answer to that one was Duncan, just so you know. America runs on Duncan.
Gotcha.
All right. No, good job. We'll see if Hannah can go at least 4 out of 5, all right?
All right. Sounds great.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah's walking back into the room. Jamie, our listener friend, just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Jamie crushed it, Hannah. Jamie, tell her how many you got right.
I got 4 out of 5.
Jamie.
And she didn't hesitate much, guys. No. She was really good. Yeah. She was firing away.
All right.
All right, you got to get at least 4 out of 5. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions I just got done asking Jamie. Ty will go towards Hannah. Which Kardashian sister just celebrated her birthday and turned 44?
Ooh. All right. I got like 3 options.
Could have even more if you want him.
Kourtney.
It was Kim.
Oh!
So you got to go 4 for 4.
I knew that she had an October birthday, too.
Yep. All right, you got to go 4 for 4. Which singer just announced she is releasing a new single called Disease on Friday?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, that's correct. What land does Wicked take place in?
AB just snapped her head at me, so I'm a little
Everyone should know this.
The Land of Oz?
The Land of Oz.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
good.
She stayed alive there, Jamie. Right. I thought we were going to lose her. All right. This is a question I think she's going to get tripped up on, and it's a 50-50 shot, I feel like. Whatever. Which Hemsworth brother starred in The Hunger Games? We just had a Hunger Games question with Jennifer Lawrence being pregnant. Which Hemsworth brother stars in The Hunger Games?
Either Liam or Chris.
Yes.
Liam.
That's correct.
Oh, good.
Ooh, she stays alive. Ooh. Hannah is, after missing the
that
first one.
That made me shiver.
It all comes down to this, Jamie. Finish the sentence. This is the only question
I'm
Jamie got
bad
wrong.
At these.
This is the only question Jamie got wrong.
Okay.
America runs on.
Duncan, baby.
What a comeback victory after missing the first question. She ties Jamie for the win. It goes to Hannah because it's her school. Jamie, you got to say this is Jamie and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Jamie and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brit's better keep it. brick, better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trend and stuff for the day on the Brett Maga Show. We'll read a headline, and then we'll kind of do what everyone does on their phone. We either keep it moving and just keep scrolling after we read the headline and feel like we know everything, and we can repeat it to everyone and just be like, I know that story. Or, and I'll say, Brett, we need more details about that story. Click on the link, and I'll cover that story. 2 minutes on the clock. Let's run through some stories here. Starbucks is dropping new Wicked drinks.
Ooh, what are they going to be?
Yeah, in honor of Wicked, they have two new drinks for Glinda the Good Witch, which is going to be a pink potion. It's going to have mango dragon fruit, coconut milk. It's going to be iced, freeze-dried dragon fruit, strawberry cold foam, and sprinkles. Very Glinda.
So basically like a strawberry refresher.
Yeah, like a strawberry refresher meets pink drink, basically.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which is very Glinda. Alphaba's cold brew includes cold brew, because she's a cold witch, you know, the mean one. Peppermint flavored syrup, matcha cold foam, and green candy sprinkles.
Oh, they gotta make it green. Yeah, that actually sounds like that would destroy my stomach.
Sounds fun, though. Just came out yesterday. Target teaming up with Taylor Swift on Black Friday.
How?
You know that album and vinyl and the book and all that stuff you were telling us about in the Hollywood hashtag? They're gonna do a Target exclusive for the book and the album on Black Friday. Be the only place you can get it. Huge deal for Target. Yeah. The shocking amount of money grandparents spend on their grandkids.
Oh, I want to hear this. I believe it's very high.
Nearly $4,000 a year.
Wow. I feel like more.
Yeah, I said grandparents say 63% said they make financial sacrifices just for their grandkids' happiness.
Yep.
They're like, whatever it takes, I just want them to be happy.
Grandparents can never say no.
How much do people hate changing their clocks back?
A lot. Keep them moving.
The 10 worst romantic movies of all time.
Keep it moving. Let's keep loving a good life.
Just everyone knows J-Lo and Ben Affleck starred in the number one movie. Oh. So now we know
that
why they never worked out.
That makes a lot of sense.
That stupid jiggly movie. The average person starts getting more negative at what age?
How old?
42.
Really?
Yeah, I would feel like in the 40s, you'd feel like, you come to terms with things. But yeah, they said you start thinking and getting sour about grocery prices, politicians, AI at 42.
Well, when you're living in 2024 world, you're going to be mad a little bit earlier than 42. Yeah,
everyone is. Like, what age? 5?
Yeah.
5-year-olds are like, oh my God, I can't wait for this election to be over.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. 90% of Americans use this on a daily basis.
I'm going to say that a lot of people use their GPS on a daily basis.
Ooh, good guess.
Some people, like, even if they know where they're going, they still have that thing pulled up.
Got to put it on. Makes you feel comfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's always on one, and we need it to get into our computers. Your cell phone.
Computer, cell phone, all right.
Wait, are you saying cell phone or computer?
Your cell phone.
Okay, I'm saying computer.
Hannah's the closest. GPS was the closest. Not correct, though. 90% of Americans use this on a daily basis. What is it? That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Here's the Mega Mind question of the day. 90% of Americans use this on a daily basis. I said Hannah was the closest with the GPS.
Jennifer got even more specific and said Google Maps, not just regular GPS.
Kevin still prints out like MapQuest, old school stuff.
I do. Yeah, even with my Maps app.
Yeah.
Oh, Kev. Teacher Ashley said just straight up Google. So like looking up stuff. Teacher Suzanne says your car. Christy says your Alexa, like a speaker. I use that every day
Car was closer. Something in your car.
Lots of people are just saying car. Chloe says a seatbelt.
Seatbelt. 90% of Americans use their seatbelt on a daily basis.
Only 90%?
Come on.
The other doesn't your car beep the whole time?
Yeah, I guess if you have an old school car, like, I don't need these things anymore. Like, I'm too cool for the seatbelt.
You're not. Everybody wear one.
Yeah, no, you're not too cool for the seatbelt.
Mega Minds.
All right, have you ever had to explain an emoji or like a meme to your parents or you just yourself? Because I'm someone who doesn't really understand emojis and all that kind of stuff too. So 314-531-9898 if there was ever a misuse of the emoji game. Hannah is still laughing because her mom misused an emoji. Was it an emoji?
No, it was a photo.
Okay.
So This is so funny to me. On Snapchat, I used a filter. It just randomly popped up on my phone. And it was a filter, you guys might know what it is, where your eyes, like, get huge. Like, your eyes get, like, as big as, like, a bug. Like, unhumanly possible. And I sent it to my mom with no context. And she freaked out. Like, she texted me and was like, Hannah, oh my God, like, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? And I'm like, Mom, no, it's a filter. Literally, if my eyes were bulging out of my head like that, like, I would not probably be alive.
I love how, like, the filter made her worried about you. She went instant into mom mode.
Yeah, right. I think my mom has made that same mistake.
Like, are you sick? I'm like,
With the same, like, filter? Or
just with any sort of filter, she thinks it's real.
Yeah. Remember when Kevin was using the wrong emoji because he was using, like, the, like, licking...
The tongue wink.
Hey, man, that's a sarcasm emoji. Don't tell me that's something else.
That's the sexy time emoji.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Parents screw up emoji. I don't get it. Like, I'm always like, don't understand it because I can't read them. So I get it. So even us, we screwed them up. If that's ever happened to you or you felt like someone was sending like an eggplant emoji, like, Dad, stop sending me eggplant emojis. That's not cool. Like,
I mean, speaking of Snapchat, my mom, when they first put the AI feature on Snapchat, she thought it was a guy named Al. And she was like, what? It says my AI on Snapchat. She's like, who is this my Al? He keeps Snapchatting me. And I'm like, what are you talking
Al's
about?
Al's trying to get some Snapchat nudies.
Right.
He's blowing up my phone.
Al's trying to make a move on Sharon over there.
Yeah, apparently.
Guys, Hannah is in this era of trying to throw people off with emojis and like filters. It's not just her mom. We were on a, I felt like, I can't really remember if it was super serious, but decently serious conversation with our boss about some of the technical difficulties we've been having. And Hannah just sent in a dolphin back. And our boss literally responded back, I don't get it.
I'm missing something.
I think I'm missing something. And then she sent like a shrimp emoji back. And I think he was going to lose his gas. He was going to blow his gas. He was like, stop, Hannah, stop.
Yeah, he was getting mad. I don't really have an explanation. Sometimes when I'm just in a good mood, I'll just send an emoji.
Okay, so you had to explain an emoji or a meme or a filter to your parents. What happened? When were they misusing it? 314-531-9898. Look, Dad, sending the eggplant and peach emoji to me is not like good for the grocery shop, and that's not okay. 314-531-9898. When did your parents or someone you know just like totally misuse an emoji or a text message and you just didn't interpret it the right way and it just totally got screwed up? Hannah did this with her mom with a filter on Snapchat, and her mom like jumped into instant mom mode.
Yeah, she's like, are you sick? What's wrong with you? I'm like, Mom, it's a filter. Please.
Because you had a filter that had like your eyes bulging out?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
The fact she thought that was real is just wild.
I bet you there's going to be like wicked ones that come out, and there's going to be like green. Hannah, oh my God, your skin is turning green.
Right. Yeah, all the time. There's like filters where there's like, I can change my hair color, and she'll be like, what? When did you go? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's fake. Anyway, well, teacher
last
Jen.
Last time you went to go get your hair done, it didn't change color. No. So yeah, that was also
fake. We're not getting into that. Teacher Jen texted in and said, I still don't understand what XD means.
Me neither. XD what?
I think that means laughing.
XD?
I think it does. Like, it kind of looks like a laughing face. Like, you know how the D can kind of look like a mouth?
Oh, yeah. Like, your eyes are closed and you're laughing.
I feel like that's kind of an old-fashioned way of doing it, though.
Yeah.
Like, no one really does that anymore.
Maybe it's, like, one of those things that, like, used to be cool and now it's coming back around.
I don't know. Teacher Jen, is that dirty, though? I feel like she would have texted it just laughing.
Yeah.
I feel like we all just looked
maybe we just got canceled.
Yeah, we just like, or we all just looked like, oh, yeah, we know the cool stuff. And then Teacher Jen's like, XD, and we're like, yeah, XD to you, too. D it up.
We got another text that reminds me of something that my grandma used to do all the time. Generally, from the bottom of her heart, my grandma thought LOL meant lots of love. And so she would be like, "Oh, Uncle Frank died. LOL." But like, she did not understand that meant like laugh out loud. She thought it meant lots of love. But
or
then
maybe
she kept
really
on
just
it.
Didn't like Uncle Frank, and she just yeah. Like, "Oh man, you don't like Uncle Frank? No, no, I didn't know what that meant. But you guys don't think it's funny that Uncle Frank died?"
That's right. Yeah.
XD, Uncle Frank. We're actually doing another cool family get together with everyone, and we want to tell you more details about how you can be part of our big movie night right after Dua Lipa while we're commercial free on Y98. It's not even really up for debate. Hocus Pocus is the greatest Halloween movie of all time. I don't know how anyone could argue it. Guys, it really is. We're actually going to all go out to the High Point Theater on Saturday and watch Hocus Pocus, and they're going to make it really cool. It's going to be like an elevated family fun experience for Halloween where they're going to have like trick-or-treating, some photo op opportunities. You could get dressed up in your costumes, things like that.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and also finally, Brett won't have to complain anymore that I haven't seen Hocus Pocus.
How have you lived on this planet and not seen Hocus Pocus?
It's just a bunch of Hocus Pocus!
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you tried to force it on me and I didn't like it. So now that it's going to be with Brett Mega Show listeners, I'll do it.
It is without a doubt. We watch it every single fall day. And then we eat homemade chili and we watch this movie. There are classics that you have to watch every single Christmas, every single Halloween, mm-hmm. and Hocus Pocus is one of them. Saturday at 12:30, if you want to take out your family and friends at the High Point Theater, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to run amok all over there and have some fun. If you want to get your tickets, there's a link and all that good stuff. You can just text us 314-531-9898. But we'll see you out on Saturday as we do a big family movie night. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
One of our favorite music artists on the show is having a Netflix film made about them. I'll share who it is in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Olivia Rodrigo is having her very own concert film that's going to be released on Netflix. It's going to be centered all around her Guts World Tour experience, and it's going to allow fans to either relive or experience for the first time her show over and over again. A trailer just dropped for it, and it honestly got me so hyped.
Okay, here's the deal. Right now, I want you to think about something or someone that just really pisses you off, and when the lights go down, you're gonna scream as loud as you can and let it all out!
I'm so excited for it. So this concert film is set to drop on Netflix on October 29th. And honestly, I think this is exactly what Olivia needs to kind of like get in the headlines again and get in front of people's eyes again, because I feel like we've all been so focused on Sabrina Carpenter now.
It does feel like, which is interesting because we've heard that Driver's License was about Sabrina Carpenter, that there's like almost like this mini rivalry for who's like the number two mm-hmm. young female yeah. star behind Taylor Swift. And it's like, is it Sabrina? Is it Olivia? And Sabrina's definitely been in the spotlight a lot more. And so it does feel like Olivia's like, okay, I need to do something. And it's also interesting that Sabrina will also have a Netflix special for Christmas.
Right. So it's going to be like neck and neck.
Rivals,
so
right?
I don't know. I can't decide who I like more, but I'm definitely going to watch that Netflix thing about Olivia Rodrigo. AB and I both went to her concert.
It was awesome.
And it was awesome. So I do anything to relive that. Once again, that's going to drop on October 29th on Netflix. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Anyone ever been in a road rage like incident or confrontation where things got heated between you? Because they could get kind of scary. 314-531-9898. If you've ever had an exchange while driving a car and things got a little bit intense, what happened in your situation? Kevin's brother was held at gunpoint.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, and my brother is about double my size, so you wouldn't know that when you're in a vehicle. And maybe that's why someone pulled a gun. But my brother was traveling, and he was going to the Nashville airport and got his Uber. And I guess during their drive, the Uber driver accidentally cut somebody off. Didn't really notice it. And even my brother said, I didn't really notice anything. But all of a sudden, the car behind him decided to go around, get in front of their Uber, slam on the brakes, so they had to stop. And then
shut up.
They got out of the car brandishing a gun. and took the gun and put it like right at, and started pointing the gun right at the Uber driver and then my brother.
That is horrifying, Kevin.
And had that, you know, like the thing, and my brother's going, what did we do? We didn't do anything. Well, I mean, thank God that the guy, you know, I guess cooled down or calmed down and just did it to like show that, you know, he was upset or angry, you know, and just kind of was like, I'm going to get you or whatever, or don't do it again, or who knows, got back in his vehicle and sped off.
Oh, but my gosh.
Insane is right. And when my brother was telling me this, he just goes, you know, all the stuff in the world that, you know, you think of, you know, that, you know, I could die from a heart attack, mm-hmm. or I could die. I never think that I'm going to die getting shot because I'm in an Uber.
Yeah.
My Uber. Right. Yeah. That's right. Just not even fair.
Right. That's, yeah, like, that's not even on him. Like, it's just a passenger.
Exactly.
I'm, not, you know? I'm not with this guy. Right. Your brother's just throwing him under the bus. I'm not with him. I'm out. I'm taking a Lyft.
But, you know, and he's talking to the Uber driver, and the Uber driver said, you know, it doesn't happen all the time, but he goes, wasn't the first time I've experienced something like that.
No
and you're going,
way.
That's crazy. Whoa. And I'm like, he's going, well, maybe next time I choose. Was a different Uber.
Yeah, no kidding.
But regardless
of that.
How
many people is this guy cutting off that he feels like people have to yell at a gunpoint?
And that's the thing, you know, my younger brother Todd was like, I don't think we did anything wrong. You know, who knows? And that's what's so scary about road rage. It just happens just like that. And you're like, all of a sudden somebody makes a decision that's going to, you know, possibly change your life or end your life. It's crazy.
That is insane. Anyone else ever get into a confrontation that was similar to this? 314-531-9898. When I was a kid, my buddy gave me this bright, stupid idea to throw pennies out of the window when I was sitting passenger.
Oh, my God.
And I hit like a couple of cars. He's like, oh, man, do it again, Brett. It's so funny. And I hit a truck, and that truck whipped around, chased us down, and like we pulled over, and this guy got out of the car, like, and is like pounding the hood of the car, and what do you know what my friend did? He was the one who threw the pennies, man.
Pointed you out?
He ratted you out? Oh,
yeah,
that's
what
crazy.
A jerk. Oh. Thanks a lot, Tim. Yeah. And he threw me under the bus. But I was like, my heart, I remember, was pounding.
Wow.
Getting chased down, just being a stupid young teenage, mm-hmm. you know, kid, driving and throwing pennies out of the car.
I remember once driving when my daughter, Kennedy, was really little in the back seat, you know, in her, car seat. And I guess I was in the left lane too long, and somebody came up on me and followed me and then went around me, got in front, you know, slowed down, started honking, going crazy. And I was like, well, if you could have got around me, why is this a big deal that I'm slow in the left lane? What are you so angry about?
Well, you should never be in the left lane.
Yeah, Kevin Berghoff in the left. Like, that might have been me.
That might have been me. There's probably actually a sign in the left lane. This is for everyone except for Kevin. If you've ever been into a road rage incident where things escalated, what happened? 314-531-9898. I want to take your calls after Justin Bieber. Kevin's brother had a gun pulled on him this past weekend. We're commercial crazy. Free on the Brett Maga Show. And yeah, a crazy story. He was not even the driver. He was just a passenger in an Uber.
Yeah, over an incident that really even my brother said, I don't even know what we did or what really upset this other driver. But the fact that this driver decided to, you know, stop their Uber and get out of his car brandishing a weapon.
Yeah.
Pointing at both of them is just insane over, you know, a minor traffic incident.
Yeah, it felt like he cut him off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone out there listening that's ever been into a confrontation where you were scared or there was some drama on the roads, 314-531-9898. Courtney, what happened to you?
Well, I was driving down the highway, and a gentleman decided to try to run me off the road twice.
Oh, Cordy, hold on 1 second. Are you on Bluetooth or speakerphone? Can you take it off the Bluetooth? It's hard to hear you.
I am not.
Okay. So you were driving down the road, and what happened?
A gentleman tried running me off the road twice in front of a car dealership, and then stopped directly in front of me, got out of his car, and came over to my car threatening me, saying that if I kept on following him, he was going to beat me up.
Well, hopefully, since it was in front of a car dealership, you know, those people are always out lurking in the parking lot. Right. So hopefully someone was able to help you.
I actually, you know, I even called the police and there was nothing that happened afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah, probably impossible to find. And what was he doing that he felt like someone would be following him?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's turning around, I'm turning, I'm thinking they're not following me. Like, this guy's, he's going to do something boring. He's going to go to a new park again.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what are you up to, bro?
Wrong person to follow.
Like, what are you up to? Like, oh, man, people are following me. I'm going to run them off the road.
Wow.
Like, you something you'd see in the movies.
What it felt like, too.
Yes, right? Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes.
And now, like, Courtney's, like, always giving people, like, five car lengths ahead of
him. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly.
Like, thank you so much for the call. This one's for you, man who was trying to drive the Courtney off the road. Song is called Calm Down. We are still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Thank you for listening on Y98 St. Louis. Calm down is what we need to tell some of these people. Have you ever been involved into like a road rage incident where things escalated and got pretty scary? 314-531-9898. Kevin's brother's got a gun pulled on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in the back of an Uber,
exactly.
Man, to cut somebody off.
As the passenger.
Yeah.
So you're like, I didn't do anything. It's the Uber driver's fault. But even the Uber driver, he really didn't do anything.
So, Jenny, you don't really do anything. It's your sister who's the passenger, has some road rage incidents, huh?
Yes, absolutely. So she has a lot more road rage than I do.
Yeah, you seem super nice and sweet, Jenny.
Thank you. She will, like, roll down the window and yell at people, and then, like, she will golf clap at them as we're driving and be like, good job.
Petty.
Dang.
Yeah.
So you're like, I hate driving with you. You're going to get me in trouble.
I have literally said out loud, you are going to get a shot. Stop.
Yeah, right.
And Jenny, you seem too sweet to be dealing with us. You're like, I don't know what to do if someone pulls over with a golf club. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, she's golf clapping.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Like,
I'm putting it in reverse and going. That's what I'm doing.
Set you up.
Wow. Thank you so much for the call. Lacey, you experienced a road rage incident. What happened?
So I was in the left lane, and I decided to go straight instead. So I safely, you know, took my time, put my blinker back on, got in the lane to go straight. But I guess I took too long for the car behind me because he ended up missing the light. So we ended up stopped next to each other. I'm in the lane going straight. He's in the turn lane. And he proceeds to roll down his window and start throwing pencils and pens at me from his car.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, who throws and pencils and pens? Take this number two pencil.
So I can hear it hitting the side of my car. So I roll down my window to be like, hello, stop. And I had my phone in the cup holder. So I start like recording him because I'm like, I don't know what's going to be wrong with the side of my car. He starts screaming at me in Russian, blah, blah, blah. Well, then he changes to English and he's calling me all the words, all the English words.
And, we get them.
Yeah.
So I had it on video and I called the police and told them what happened because I had his license plate and everything. And they were like, what do you want us to do about it?
But
and
yeah.
I'm like, well, I guess we'll just wait until he attacks me next time. So.
Yeah, there's probably nothing they can do, and they're probably like,
how
more
is
like,
there nothing they can do?
How is this guy just going to waste number two pencils like that, man? Like, no sharpening or anything.
Wouldn't they be able to, like, write him a ticket?
Well, how are they going to find him?
His license plate.
Did you get the license plate?
Yeah,
yes,
she said she did.
I had a video of him.
When you had
him,
the video?
Yes, video of him. Video of him screaming, video of the license plate. I went through a whole light cycle. I just didn't even move my car because he was in a rage yelling at me. The cars behind us finally started to honk because I'm like, I'm getting this lunatic on tape.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, that's all right. My car was fine. It was a funny story to tell, and obviously still is.
Yep.
You were content, at least.
You were a star this morning. Thanks, Lacey, for being such a big star on the show. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
We always say you're part of the show. Look at Lacey. He's the star of the show today. MVP. American Airlines actually is shaming people with their airlines, and they say, and I quote, this is working really great for us right now.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you why in 3 minutes.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, these are all the trending stories right now on Keep It Moving. I read off some headlines that are currently trending, and then Hannah tells me which links I should click on and read you the details on. We cover as many stories as Hannah says yes to in the next 2 minutes. Like, American Airlines is now shaming people, and they say it's working great.
What are they shaming people for?
So they're testing this new system that shames travelers who attempt to board before their group is being called, where they cut people in line. Mm. What they do is there's this a large beep that goes off, goes like beep, and everyone can hear it. And then the agent has to yell, "Please step aside." So it completely embarrasses them. Everyone knows who was trying to jump the groups and who was cutting people in line.
Good.
People said they saw it in action yesterday, and it works great. About five people did it, got punted out of line, and everyone was like, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore, because I'm not even going to try it. Or so they're being
Six
shamed.
Flags needs to do this next. Yeah.
DiGiorno is bringing back Thanksgiving pizza.
No, keep it moving.
Not down with some Thanksgiving pizza?
No.
A Swiss court ruled workers have to clock out before bathroom breaks.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, a court in Switzerland ruled companies are allowed to make workers clock out if they take a bathroom break. Apparently, this is becoming a problem at, like, Switzerland companies. They take these, like, long bathroom breaks or whatever. And so they said, hey, you got to clock out if you're going to the bathroom. And a court ruled that it's legal for them to do that.
Have you ever worked a job where you actually have to, like, clock in? Like, you go on a wall and, like, type something in?
Target.
Yeah. Yeah, me at the grocery store.
Yeah, Target, really? Man.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know if those were, like, still a thing or not.
Yeah.
We used to have time cards here.
You used to have time cards here?
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
Yep.
Oh. Like,
that wouldn't be good for us.
No.
The most popular baby names in the U.S.
What are they?
It's top three I'll give you for girls. Emma, Amelia, and Olivia is number one.
I feel like those have been on the list forever. They never go off the list.
Pretty consistent, too. Top boy names. Oliver is three. Liam, two. Number one is Noah.
Once again.
Noah.
Been the same names forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many men you should date before getting married?
There's a number?
Yes, according to a mathematical theory. Timer's going off. I'll finish it. You should date at least 12 guys and have...
What?
Yes, date 12 different guys and have at least three long-term relationships before you find the one. Like three real serious ones.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like your first love, your second love, and then you finally kind of get it right.
All right.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Social media stresses me out. Is liking someone's pictures or like their Insta stories considered flirting? Is it a way of flirting? Especially now with technology, do you notice who's liking your pictures and like, ooh, they're flirting with me? 314-531-9898, or people just like stuff casually. I cannot believe when I read and heard that Hannah Gibbs had gotten called out for this, who is talking, she has laid out the theory of this to me many times. I don't believe in this at all. I think that people just like pictures randomly. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any thought to the liking of the pictures. I do not believe it is flirting. Hannah's like, Brett, liking pictures means something. Breaks it all down to me. Then I find out Hannah got called out by a random guy saying, yo, stop flirting with me, Hannah.
Yes.
Hannah's been flirting with somebody when we didn't know about it, guys.
I've been getting flamed by people for liking their Instagram stories. And this one random dude DM'd me on Instagram and he's like, so what's up with you liking my Instagram stories? And I got like very mad at that DM. I was like, what? What are you talking about? I was like, sorry, I'm nice. And sorry that the Blues Instagram thing you posted I thought was cool, so I liked it. That does not mean I want to marry you. Like, bye.
You're the one who told me it is.
Yeah.
You have told Kevin and I this means something.
Yeah.
So you got in
not
trouble.
Not when I do it. I like everybody's Instagram stories.
Not when I do it.
I literally like everybody's Instagram stories.
Stop being promiscuous with your likes.
That is like our generation's way of flirting now. Like
that is
how you let somebody
chivalry
know you're
is
interested.
Dead. If that's how it is,
that's how it is. Sorry,
Hannah and AB have. How are you? Didn't you're just doing this because you got in trouble?
Yeah,
you were clearly flirting.
I was not. I don't like that guy.
Did he want you to like him? Is that why he asked?
Maybe.
I cannot believe this conversation.
I don't. That made me pissed off.
Guys, this
I don't like him.
This is not a real conversation. This is a real thing. Unbelievable. So this is really what we're worried about? Like if you like... So AB, if you would do that, if you like a photo, you would do that.
That is me flirting.
Really?
A story.
You
An
like
Instagram
mine?
Story. Okay, girls are different. Guys are another
Yeah,
thing.
Hannah.
Right.
Yeah. You like mine.
Like, you don't take note of the guys who like your Instagram stories?
I mean, I notice it, but I'm not like, oh my God, they love me.
Oh, they all
no,
love
they
me.
Have. You're, why are you lying? She has texted AB and I and said, oh my God, this guy keeps liking my stories. Bro, I have a boyfriend. I know for a fact you have sent that text message.
Well, so you I'm do know this is ways. A thing.
I just cannot believe this is a thing. Is this a real thing? I always thought Hannah, I'll be honest, I thought Hannah was being crazy. I thought AB was being crazy until Hannah was like, oh, a guy called me out for it.
No, it's like a weird
thing. This is a universal language. Yes. I thought it was just these
intimate.
Two crazy.
I don't know. It just is.
Why are you
when
acting
I
like
go you? Double tap crazy on Instagram, that ain't intimate.
No, that's just Hannah.
Yeah, that's just me.
Hannah lives by her own rules. So if a guy does that to you, which you've called out before, you think, oh my God, he's flirting. But if you do it, it's not flirting.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I need you to help me. Hannah is useless. Is flirting, like hearting someone's Insta story, is that considered flirting nowadays? Somebody explain flirting to me. I don't get it, I think. 314-531-9898. We need your help. Is social media flirting nowadays, like hearting someone's story, is that a way to like flirt? Is that the old school wink? Creepy wink. 314-531-9898. The funniest part about this is the person who taught me this and I thought was ridiculous and I thought was crazy. Because she'd be like, Brett, when you like someone's story, you better be careful. This means you're flirting. And I'm like, no, Hannah, you don't know what you're talking about. And then she got called out. A guy said, quit liking my story, girl. Or why are you doing it?
Yeah, he said, what's up with you liking my Instagram stories? I was like, nothing. You're blocked now.
Did you block him?
No, but I should.
So is that considered flirting? Is it harmless? AB, you say this is...
That is absolutely flirting.
Younger generation is considered flirting.
Yes.
So if you're trying to get a guy's attention, you will heart him.
Yes. Because not that many people like stories. So you take notice of who is liking
I like story. Stories.
You, the one who taught me this, and you are out there just throwing hearts out everywhere, just like a fishing net over there, girl. And AB, just so you know, as from a guy and like your older brother, you need to do a lot more flirting. We don't notice this. Guys do not notice this. Guys see a heart and they go, oh,
thank you,
cute, and then just keep moving.
Unless I disagree.
Clearly, this dude hit up Hannah.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
Exactly.
He noticed. Emily, is this true? Is this considered flirting when you like someone's story nowadays?
So I'm 30, and I grew up with MySpace and Facebook, so Instagram's still a little new to me.
Okay.
But I've never seen it as flirting, and now I'm a little worried that like all of my guy friends think I'm in love with them. Now I'm going to be looking like, okay, if you liked my story, does that mean I should reach out and talk to you?
Honestly, Emily, I feel like we're in the same boat now. I guess I need to be careful what I'm double tapping on Instagram.
AB.
I like so many people's stories.
AB, show her how to do it. So if she wants to get someone's attention, you double tap. Do you do like every story then?
I pretty much every story you probably should. If you're
really?
Trying to flirt, yeah.
That's okay. Aggressive then.
Emily, so if you're trying to flirt with someone, if they post like three or four stories, you heart it, every one of them, okay?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that's the new online dating, all right?
Yeah. Right. That's like the Facebook poke.
The poke!
You remember the old school Facebook poke?
Yes! Yeah. Man, I haven't thought of that in a long time.
What if you just like one story? Like he's posted three stories and you just like one.
Right. He might not notice.
Apparently, I liked this one blues thing, and then here
Hannah,
I am.
I have a feeling you've been liking all his stories.
No!
Oh!
No! I have not. I don't like him.
Okay.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it quiet?
Awkward. What's that dude's name? Shout out his Instagram.
No, I'm not, because I don't like him. I'm blocking him.
Hannah, what did someone text you?
Well, there's lots of text coming in. My favorite one that's came in is from Lyric. Lyric said, Hannah will forever be one of my favorite people because of stuff like this.
Why?
Because
you flirted and you didn't know you knew.
Right.
I wasn't flirting.
What's his Instagram?
It doesn't matter.
Is he cute?
No.
No? Does he look like Kevin?
That would be, if he looked like Kevin, he'd be cute.
Oh, thanks. I'm liking that post.
Yeah. Thanks for rolling with us commercial free for this past hour. If you were listening on the Odyssey app, you instantly just qualified for $5K. How about that? $5,000 just for listening on the Odyssey app. Anytime you listen to Y98 for 60 minutes, you instantly qualify for $5,000. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Oh, I'm really invested in this. One of the biggest TikTok relationships have broken up and split up. I'll share who it was at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
So if you're really into TikTok or barstool sports or country music, you might have stumbled across the news that country music artist Zach Bryan and podcaster and barstool sports employee Brianna Chicken Fry have broken up. No, Kev, her last name is not actually Chicken Fry. Yeah. But the two of them were really always interesting to me as a couple because Brianna was a huge fan of Zach Bryan, like before they even started dating, and she actually took her ex-boyfriend with her to a meet and greet and met Zach Bryan, and that's supposedly where this all started, their relationship.
He was like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, and so people kind of had like always been side-eyeing like the history of their relationship, but then they ended up to be like really fun and like engaging and always put out good content together. Actually really like them. But now I'm super sad to hear that they split up. And Zach Bryan announced the breakup on Instagram. It was like one of those black screen posts that people make announcements on. And it said, I thought it would be beneficial for both of us to go our different ways. I'm not perfect and never will be. With everything I am and to anyone I let down, I'm sorry. I try my best in everything. I failed people that love me and mostly myself.
Interesting.
AKA, I cheated on her.
That's what I was just going to say. It seems like he did something wrong. You know what I've heard, though? Because he's like a star that's becoming a bigger star in country music. And in a recent interview, and I've seen him complain when his songs crossed over, is his newest album, though, won't be like full-on country, that you might hear it genre cross, and we might start hearing his name on like Y98 and things like that.
That's really interesting.
So yeah, he's a guy that's music, he says, feels like is changing, and I wonder if it meant like was changing because he had like a different type of relationship. It was like a TikTok relationship, yeah. But he felt like it was crossing genres and his like name was crossing to a different genre or what. But he, I think, is a name that we're going to start hearing on like stations like Y98, and he was a guy who didn't like that when like certain songs would cross over. Like, why are they doing that? You right. Should stay country. And now I think he might be a guy who might start hearing.
Well, now he might be like a Billie Eilish or someone who creates like really sad music because of the breakup. We never know. But this is where I've started to get angry. So Zach posted that and gave his ex-girlfriend now, Brianna, no warning that he was going to do that. Like, he just went right to the public to announce that they broke up. And Brianna went to her YouTube yesterday and released this video announcing how she just was completely blindsided by the fact that Zach made their breakup announcement so public so quickly.
I just woke up to Zach posting on his Instagram that we broke up, and I had no idea that post was going up. He didn't text me, he didn't call me. I just woke up to a bunch of texts being like, are you okay? And I'm like, did my dad die? How can you give someone everything and like love them so unconditionally, like through stuff that you shouldn't? Oh, this is so embarrassing. It's really, really heartbreaking.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's really sad. And her boss is Dave Portnoy, obviously working for Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And he tagged at Brianna the lyrics of like the smallest man that ever lived. So he's definitely taking her side on this, taking shots at Zach Bryan. This is literally what consumed my entire day yesterday, figuring out this drama. I'm really involved in this TikTok tea. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Guys, I'm about to give you the Megamind question of the day, but just a heads up, Chelsea Handler's coming to town this weekend, and Chelsea Handler is going to join us on the show at 8:55 today. So we'll get a chance to talk to Chelsea Handler. Megamind question of the day, 2 out of 5 say they regret this.
I'm going to say going to college.
2 out of 5 nowadays say,
oh, wow.
Student loan debt, man, just makes me regret it.
It's probably more. I'm going to say the person they married.
Dang, Kev.
Kev, you have something to tell us.
No,
the juggler.
No, I mean, come on. Over half of marriages end in a divorce, so that's why.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking something like that. I'm going to say saying I love you.
Ooh. Like, send a sentence
like maybe
to that
you
person.
Didn't really mean it.
Man, AB, that's impersonal too. 314-531-9898. It is something cliche like that. 2 out of 5 people regret something like this. What do 2 out of 5 people regret? I'll tell you what it is. 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. We had some good guesses, by the way. 2 out of 5 people say they regret this. Hannah, your guess was?
I said going to college.
I think a lot of people do regret it more and more now. Student loan debt. Kevin?
I said the person they marry.
Yeah, and I said saying I love you.
Kevin's trying to play those statistics. Maybe he's just like, even saying I love you, what are you, not even getting to the marriage part. I just regret all of it. It is like something that you'd expect, though, a lot of people saying this. Tattoos.
Oh,
2 out of 5 people have a tattoo they regret, which is crazy. Like, 40% of people regret that tattoo.
Mega Minds.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Mega Show. We're giving you a chance to win $5,000 when you just listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. You fall into 5K. You qualify instantly just for listening for 60 minutes on Y98 for $5,000. Chelsea Handler's coming into town this weekend, and Chelsea's jumping on the show with us. Chelsea, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, doing good.
How is life on the road? Where are you at now?
Well, I'm in my bed in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds nice.
Welcome. We're all sharing a bed together.
Yeah, always. We've always all shared a bed together.
So how is going back on the road, doing stand-up? How is the shows going? How are you feeling about everything?
Well, everything's pretty awesome in my life. I mean, I'm about to film my Netflix special. This will be my 4th or 3rd Netflix month. Anyway, I'm not sure. Who can keep track of this stuff? So I'm doing my last run of shows for the year, so I'm coming your way, you guys. And so I couldn't be more psyched.
We're so excited to have you.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to come. I'm excited to come to the Midwest. I haven't been there in a minute.
How is, like, doing stand-up and comedy during, I feel like, these, like, political times? Yeah. Do you feel like it's, like, harder? Do you feel like it's easier because there's so much more material? Because you're someone who's not afraid to stray away from controversy and have an opinion and have a voice. And I feel like that's where the comedy comes from. But I feel like nowadays the line is kind of drawn in the sand.
Well, right now, since it's such a sensitive time, I focus on just spreading joy and sunshine and not bringing up any of that on stage because we're all so irritable. And I just feel like as a purveyor of joy, which is how I consider myself to be professionally and personally, that I just want people to forget about everything that's going on, for an hour and a half. And also sitting among a pile of strangers that you don't know and getting to laugh together next to strangers is a very powerful tool for joyfulness, and I like to provide that.
Well, Chelsea, you are now like comedians that are coming up. They are influenced by you. What comedians influenced you? Who did you look at and go, ooh, I kind of want to be like them, or I don't want to be like them at all?
Well, Bill Cosby was a big influence. Until he wasn't.
Yeah. I don't want to bring up
I know what you're saying.
That era's over.
I know.
You guys, I tell a really good Bill Cosby story on this tour. I had a one-on-one interaction with him in a hotel room.
No, you didn't.
I tell that story.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I did. Of
and you're still alive?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get me, so.
He's a flex.
Well, Chelsea, we're excited to have you come back to the Midwest and stuff like that. Nikki Glaser's from St. Louis, and Kevin was talking about, like, I feel like a lot of people like look up to you as Nikki. I feel like is this up and coming, people compare her to you all the time. Is there any advice you have for someone like Nikki?
Oh, I love Nikki. No, I mean, no, she doesn't need advice. You know what's so great about Nikki is that she, you know, with the roast and everything, like, she's finally getting the respect that she's deserved for so many years, and like, I couldn't be happier for her. And I think, you know, she's a perfect example of hustling, hustling, hustling. And now everybody realizes the hustle, and she's getting her flowers and she's getting her props. And I think that's awesome and well-deserved. And I just hope she's enjoying it as much as she should be, because you know, in this industry, it's like you're hot and then, you know, you can be not hot and then you can get hot and then the whole world opens up for you. And like, that's happening for her. And it's really nice to see, you know,
that's awesome.
And I mean, first of all, as a woman, it is so important to be celebrating other women's success. And I don't mean that in a corny way. I mean that in a way that I've had enough experience that if you know, you want to be proud of your colleagues at all times and you want to be supportive of women because, you know, all ships rise with the tide. You know, you can't just be like, no, you know, you can't be competitive like that. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
I'm obviously a female on the show and so is AB. And people always ask us, like, are you friends outside of the show? Like, do you girls actually get along? And this show would not operate if we did not root each other on yeah. and be there for each other. So I love that you said that. That's very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chelsea, it seemed like you're just so happy. We're super excited to have you back in the Midwest coming and doing your stand-up and then you have another Netflix special. Like you said, there's these times where everyone gets hot. You've been hot for a long time and stayed on top of the game. And so we're so excited to see you come in and laugh and hear stories. And we really are excited to hear the Bill Cosby joke.
yeah. All right, guys. I'll see you there. Thank you so much.
See you later, Chelsea. Enjoy your bed.
Bye.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.